This year at Asda, in thousands of blind taste tests, hundreds of our products proved as tasty or tastier than M&S. We asked our new Chief Quality Officer, Michael Bublé, what he thought.
Well, I could have told you that. M&S tasted Asda price, right?
Put on a show this Christmas. Asda, that's more like it. Selected Asda stores online, subject to availability. For verification, see asda.com/tastematch. Independent tests from May 2023.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, November 28th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Improving the speed in which patients get their medical test results has got researchers looking to an unlikely place, the veterinarian's office. Scientists are taking animal data, building artificial intelligence tools, and then using those tools to train diagnostic algorithms for humans. Our pharmaceuticals reporter, Jared Hopkins, will join us later in the show to break down how this works. But first, a Wall Street Journal investigation has found that Instagram's algorithm for its Reels feature shows risque footage of kids and overtly sexual adult videos to users who might have a lewd interest in children. Instagram's Reels page is an endless stream of short videos designed to show users content on topics that interest them. In its investigation, the journal set up test accounts that followed young gymnasts, cheerleaders, and other young influencers on the platform. It also then followed some accounts that followed these children. Instagram's system then served salacious content to those test accounts, including some videos sexualizing children, alongside ads for some of the biggest US brands. Our reporter Jeff Horwitz has more on how those companies have been responding.
So some of the advertisers just simply said no comment and they don't want to talk about it much. However, a lot of them responded with, I would say, some degree of horror that this is where their ad money is being spent. In particular, dating app companies that are trying to recruit potential members of the dating pool were pretty horrified by this. In fact, Match Group and Bumble Inc., two of the biggest dating app companies out there, canceled all their ads in response to being shown examples of where their ads were appearing. Other companies, including Disney, they've said that they are having conversations with Meta about how to make sure this doesn't happen in the future. Meta has also told advertisers that it's going to pay for outside auditing that would try to reassure entities that this sort of content is very rare.
But why is it so difficult for Meta to root out this problem? Here's Jeff again.
If Meta is able to pigeonhole a sizable number of users that wish to consume child-related sex content, why can't it figure out how to not serve them that same content? This is kind of a long-term story at the company, which is that they're really good at doing sort of black box recommendations. They're very efficient. At the same time, it's harder and more difficult to set rules and then automate them to prevent systems like that from going off the rails in the ways that we're discussing. They've built a lot faster than they can govern.
Meta said the journal's tests produced a manufactured experience that doesn't represent what users see. It declined to comment on why algorithms compiled streams of separate videos showing children, sex, and advertisements. But a spokesman said in October that the company introduced new brand safety tools that give advertisers greater control over where their ads appear, and that Instagram either removes or reduces the prominence of 4 million videos suspected of violating its standards each month. In other Meta news, a coalition of 41 states and the District of Columbia have accused the tech giant of intentionally building Facebook and Instagram with addictive features that harm young users. Newly unredacted legal filings from an October lawsuit cite internal company documents, which say Meta sought to design its social media products to take advantage of known weaknesses in young users' brains. An internal 2020 Meta presentation shows the company looked to capitalize on teens' predisposition to impulse, peer pressure, and risky behavior. It also referenced how its products were well-suited to provide teens with feel-good dopamine effects. Meta says it did not design its products to be addictive for teens. TikTok's Chinese parent ByteDance is laying off hundreds of staff at its video game unit, Nuverse. ByteDance has bet billions on video games since 2019, setting up Nuverse and acquiring game makers. Now it's winding down those efforts. People familiar with the matter say ByteDance told senior managers at its video game unit to terminate games under development by December. The company similarly stripped back its VR headset unit, Pico, this month. ByteDance said that it's restructuring its video game business to focus on long-term strategic growth areas. And finally, brokers and insurers are warning a cyber attack that disrupts everyday life in the U.S. would cost more than the insurance industry can afford to cover and would require government intervention to pay out policyholders. The idea is gaining traction among government officials who plan to meet with the insurance industry in April to work out what such a program would look like. Past cyber attacks have cost billions of dollars, and last month, the insurance and reinsurance market Lloyd's of London estimated a global cybersecurity event would cost $3.5 trillion over a five-year period, with the U.S. taking the brunt of it at $1.1 trillion. Coming up, how your cat or dog could help scientists speed up how quickly you get your medical test results. We'll explain after the break.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever. But AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. See how customers like Uber and Cohere are training their AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. That's oracle.com/wallstreet.
Could your pet help you identify an illness? Some researchers think so. They're collecting results from animal tests to train artificial intelligence tools that could, in the near future, inform human diagnostics. Patients would be able to get medical test results within minutes or seconds for even the most complicated diagnoses. Here to tell us more about that is our pharmaceutical reporter, Jared Hopkins. Jared, start us off with which companies are using animal data to inform their AI development.
So there's a startup out in Utah called TechSight, and they have both human health AI efforts as well as animal AI efforts. And working with an animal health drug company called Zoetis, they have an AI-based testing device that's called the VetScan Imagist. That performs AI-based fecal, urine, and other sorts of tests on animals. They are also working with the Mayo Clinic currently, and the Mayo Clinic does use their AI-based technology and their algorithms for parasite tests and processing their samples in the Mayo lab.
Taking a step back, how does all of this technology even work?
Basically, what Zoetis, which is an animal health drug company, and TechSight, they go throughout the world working with veterinarians and other testing companies or lab companies, and they collect something like 50,000 samples of animals, like fecal matter, for example. They digitize it all, and they are training the algorithm to sort of understand what is a parasite and what is not a parasite. What is a tapeworm? What is not a tapeworm? And that's the AI test. And it's sort of then ready to go out into the real world and for real world use by veterinarians.
Okay, so then how does that technology eventually make its way to helping diagnose humans?
It's the underlying algorithm and the underlying AI technology that the companies take and tweak and that can be applied towards human testing, to the idea that there's not that much of a major difference between a human fecal sample and an animal fecal sample. The companies are also working for human health. They're working on cancer detection, which is basically a different type of test, and it sort of builds off of using human tissue samples and analyzing these samples, digitizing them, but ultimately trying to train an algorithm that can answer the question of whether or not somebody has cancer or does not have cancer.
Yeah, tell us some more about that tissue-based cancer test.
So TechSite is working with the Mayo Clinic to sort of create a digital pathology program. And so the Mayo Clinic is working to digitize 25 million tissue samples that it's collected over the years. And then TechSite works to use these images to train its algorithms. Mayo says that they're working on this right now, and they say that they should have something available for use in care, even if on a limited basis, next year. And there's a couple sort of advantages that they point to here. So one, the human, the doctor, the pathologist, still plays a role after an AI-based tissue or cancer test would be done. The idea, though, is that a doctor or a pathologist has a second opinion sort of ready to go right by their fingertips. And it's not just a second opinion, like another human being. It's a AI-based second opinion that it itself is based on thousands or millions of samples. And then the second advantage that they point to is the idea that if a patient is not being seen by a doctor in an academic medical center, if they're out in maybe a more rural part or being seen by a community oncologist, that those doctors then can use these digital tools to help them in caring or diagnosing for patients.
All right, so two upsides to this. Are there any downsides to this tech?
One big difference is that in the animal tests, when the vets get their results, it's basically a diagnosis. So the AI provides a diagnosis. In the human tests, right now, even though the AI delivers the results to the Mayo Clinic on these parasite tests, they have a human confirm it. A human checks off the box. It's not directly determined by the AI. And so the human component is still important here. We're not like jumping to AI diagnosing whether or not, you know, we have cancer or not tomorrow. And there's a question of cost. The advocates of these things say that this will help defray the cost of cancer care and the healthcare system and stuff like that. But some of these tools might be expensive for health systems to afford. I did ask these companies about privacy concerns, and they say that all the human samples that they're digitizing, for example, the Mayo Clinic, that it's de-identified.
That was our pharmaceuticals reporter, Jared Hopkins. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Anthony Bansi with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.